Why Black investors in particular are feeling the chill of the crypto winter. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. It's been a tough year for cryptocurrencies, between the parade of scandals and the sinking valuations. And there's evidence Black investors may be getting hit especially hard. Marketplace host and senior correspondent Kimberly Adams has been looking into this. She said crypto markets have disproportionately drawn in Black investors in recent years. According to the 2022 Ariel Schwab Black Investor Survey, last year, a quarter of Black Americans owned crypto, compared to 15% of white investors.
For Terry Bradford, she first started noticing the crypto ads when a lot of us did, during last year's Super Bowl, especially the one with LeBron James talking to his younger self.
Is the hype too much? Am I ready?
I can't tell you everything, but if you want to make history, you got to call your own shots.
And then Bradford, a payments specialist at the Kansas City Federal Reserve, noticed that a lot of the ads seemed very targeted to Black audiences.
You could see that, you know, Spike Lee was promoting crypto, and you would hear about it in terms of athletes that began taking their salaries in crypto.
And Bradford saw the influence of those ads in surveys about just who was getting into crypto. According to the Ariel Schwab Black Investor Survey, for some respondents, cryptocurrencies were the first investment product they ever purchased.
So Black investors are basically twice as likely to say that crypto was their first investment, 11%, compared to only 4% of white investors.
Arielle Patrick is with Ariel Investments. She says a lot of those Black investors, according to the survey, may not have known quite what they were getting into.
Almost half of our respondents, so more than 4 in 10, reported that they invested in something that they didn't actually fully understand. And Black investors are actually more than twice as likely to expect an extraordinary return.
Some of that boils down to differences in access to financial education. But Terry Bradford at the Kansas City Fed found additional reasons why Black investors were more likely to get into crypto.
The wealth gap was a major consideration in all of this, as was distrust of traditional financial services.
Because for much of American history, Black people have had limited access to institutions like banks and the stock market. Crypto was a way to get around that system.
And there was a cultural component that was becoming evident in terms of what we were seeing, how crypto was being marketed to Black consumers.
Bradford says messages that crypto was a good way to quickly build wealth were everywhere. In TV ads, on social media. Crypto promotions even showed up in music lyrics, like in this song by Takeoff and Rich the Kid, called, appropriately, Crypto.
Let's go. She want the info.
She do.
I want to talk about crypto.
Dan Runcie is the founder of Trapital, which covers the business of hip-hop. He says there's a reason these messages resonated in the Black community.
There's a broader exposure of who are the people that a lot of folks in our community look up to historically for years, and it's more likely to over-index on athletes and entertainers than it may be for white folks or people from other backgrounds.
And it wasn't just celebrities. It felt for a while like everyone knew somebody who was doing well in crypto.
Once I got convinced, I turned $2,500 into about $80,000 in less than a year.
Randy Payton is an automotive writer and marketing consultant who lives just outside of Washington, D.C. He says he got involved in crypto via tokens and metaverse projects. I met him at a December event billed as an informational session about blockchain, where we heard what turned out to be a multi-level marketing presentation.
We're moving from a paper world, which is fiat currency controlled by banks and governments, to a digital world. In the wealth transfer, they're going to be winners and they're going to be losers.
Held in a suburban library, the crowd of about 30 people was entirely Black. And many in the audience appeared ready to invest. Despite the crypto crash and the headlines and the scandals and the horror stories, some investors, like Randy Payton, still have faith in crypto and the technology behind it.
Blockchain gives us the opportunity to finance our own projects. Once this thing catches on, you don't have to worry about the banks, the middleman.
But crypto's success as an economic equalizer is still anything but certain.
Marketplace host and senior correspondent Kimberly Adams. And now for a related link. Kimberly noted the amount of crypto marketing specifically targeting Black consumers with ads featuring LeBron James and Spike Lee. Here on Marketplace Tech, we recently took a look back at some of the ads from the 2022 Super Bowl to see how the companies behind them are faring a year later and what that moment looks like now with the benefit of hindsight. We'll have a link to that story on our website, marketplacetech.org. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.